Did you buy something for yourself?
Yes.
On my card? By the way, thanks for getting dressed up for this interview.
Oh, thanks.
Appreciate it.
You know, I wanted to. Well, I'm repping, you know, really nice. Microsoft. See, I got this at the campus store.
Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Jonathan Creamer.
And we're in historic downtown Franklin, Tennessee to bring you five things that TypeScript can do for you.
Gray's on Main is an amazing restaurant, and I love the bar up here. They have this drink called the Anthem Spirit.
What's an Anthem Spirit?
Man, hands down, one of my favorite drinks here.
Really?
Around. Yeah, they stir it for like 5 minutes. This is amazing.
What's in it?
Drinking whiskey. And
Shh. You can't talk about alcohol.
Oh, sorry.
Number one, TypeScript can help prevent bugs. Well, how does that work?
Well, part of it is the whole static versus dynamic typing thing. That's kind of a rift in the community. Like, you've got your static people and you got your dynamic people. But really, static typing can help save bugs or prevent bugs, whether you like it or not. And there's actually a really cool study. I forget the name of the guy who did it. But basically, what they did is they analyzed a bunch of GitHub repositories, and they came up with this pretty accurate study on all the different types of bugs that they had found in all these top trending repositories on GitHub. And they found that on average, just by adding static typing with like either TypeScript or Flow to your repo, you could reduce your bugs by like as high as 15%.
15%,
yeah,
wow.
And there's a lot of good reasons why. I mean, especially with something like JavaScript that's dynamically typed, you can easily pass in a number where you expect a string and call some sort of method that doesn't work on the parameter you passed in. So just adding TypeScript or Flow really helps solve a lot of those kinds of problems where just boneheaded things or misspellings in a class function. And then you get into working with like VS Code or tooling that supports TypeScript and static typing, then that really helps even further because you're not just guessing at what a function is. You actually know because the TypeScript type checker tells you what's on your
And function. It enables the tooling to do that.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Plus, you referenced a vague scientific study, so it must be true.
Absolutely, yes, of course. I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to find it. But yeah, it is a thing, I promise. It's
okay,
a thing.
We'll take your word for it.
Yes.
Oh. Number two, TypeScript can help you ship built-in documentation. What?
Well, that kind of comes with what we said in point one, which is that static typing enables you to do things where you can suddenly infer what your methods have on them, what your classes have on them, without you having to go read through docs. Especially in VS Code, you can just basically say like new thing and then say like hit a dot, and then all of a sudden you know, Microsoft IntelliSense stuff pops up and you see what's all on
there. Right, all the methods and properties that are available.
And
right.
Especially if you have that in there and you just hit that dot and you see what's all there, you don't have to go read docs to find out what your API methods are for classes. And actually, there's a cool tool, I forget the name of it, but you can basically run TS Docs, I think it is, and it'll actually go and parse all of your classes and methods and generate a huge documentation thing for you. Yeah,
TS Docs, you have to check that out. That sounds good.
And that's a really nice feature too, and you get that just by adding that static typing to your
job. It's great when your documentation is in your code because nobody reads the docs.
I definitely don't read the docs. No.
But it's something that JavaScript developers aren't really used to having. Like, I remember going through the jQuery documentation like 600 times a day trying to remember what methods and properties were available.
Yeah, exactly. So, and what's cool is there's a library called Definitely Typed that has tens of thousands of different typing files in it. So there is one for jQuery. So if we had that now, you would imagine where, like you said, you'd go read jQuery docs over and over. Now you say $, and all of a sudden it's like, this takes this selector, and you can say dot and do whatever things
Boom.
Underneath it. Yeah.
It doesn't say, like, if you put a $, it doesn't say, you put $ and then it says use React?
No, it does not say that.
I'm never going to give up.
That would be a fun Easter egg.
Yeah, I'm never going to give you up, jQuery. Never. You can't make me.
Never going to give you up. Yeah,
like Rick Astley. Okay. Never gonna give. Number three, TypeScript can help you work with JavaScript files. This is kind of a weird one because it's not what you would expect.
Right, yeah. I think it was the 2.5 release of TypeScript. They released some features that allow you to work with JavaScript files. You can adjust your TS config a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you don't even have to start writing TypeScript, you know, just straight out of the gate. You can actually start adapting your JavaScript projects right away, and there's a couple ways you can do that. It comes in VS Code. There's a setting that can start checking that for you. And then what you can do, speaking of documentation, the one thing I have seen a lot of libraries use is JSDoc. It's just that little, you know, wax star star, and then you can say like @param and @whatever on there. the TypeScript compiler now will read those JS doc comments and attach typing to the IDE.
Oh, really? So you can put types in the JS doc comments and
correct,
then the
yes,
compiler
exactly.
will use that.
So, and it's just standard what you would do writing JS docs. So if you say like at param, num, and then you say in curly braces, number.
So will the compiler allow me to use things like async await in JavaScript? Will it automatically transpile that for me?
Yeah, so the TypeScript compiler can do that as well.
On regular JavaScript files?
Yes, yeah. You can change your allow.js. There's a setting called allow.js in the TS config. And then all of a sudden, you're basically just writing JavaScript, and it'll still...
But with all the latest features,
yeah, your target can be set to ES5 or whatever, and it'll ship with...
Nice.
You still... I did find this out recently. You do still need to provide polyfills for, like, promise for old browsers. I had a bug report come in, like, literally yesterday because of this, because it doesn't ship with promise, i.e. 11 doesn't. So I had to go in and add a promise polyfill.
Wait a minute. That took 2 seconds. You had a bug report come in, but thing number one was prevent bugs.
Well...
So either
that's my fault
Jonathan
for not,
either prevents bugs or it doesn't.
It's not. That's my fault for not testing in old browsers.
Testing.
In IE 11.
Nobody
yeah, exactly.
Tests.
I didn't browser test.
Testing is for conference sessions, not
yes,
for real
exactly.
life.
Thankfully, we have a QA guy now who finds bugs for a living.
And
for
if he
me.
Doesn't, then it's on him. You're fired.
Yeah, that's true.
What's so, this?
Number four. Azure.
There's coffee in my lungs. One. Well, that was. A disaster.
Number four, you can use TypeScript to build serverless functions in Azure.
Well, kind of. It's experimental, but by the time you see this video, it may be. So Azure Functions is coming with support for TypeScript.
I mean, I built one, so hopefully that means it's good
you
enough
You already
to,
built a
yeah,
serverless function in TypeScript?
Yes.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
You should be.
Well, I guess I kind of am, to be honest.
Yeah.
So be like Jonathan, check out the experimental or production support for TypeScript in Azure Functions when you watch this video. We don't know when that will be. Number five, TypeScript can make building React apps even easier.
Yes, this is
true. How is that?
Well, because of the fact that you have the static typing, you know, one of the things that I found building just JavaScript React components was that with TypeScript, you write these interfaces and you say, this is a React component that that takes generic types for your props. So all of a sudden in VS Code, when you create a new, you know, dashboard component, and you hit that props dot, you see all the different props, and it'll even drill down further. Like if it takes the color, it could say dashboard props dot, you know,
so
blue.
It basically provides IntelliSense for
yeah,
your
exactly.
components.
Yeah, which is incredibly helpful, especially like we have a crap load of React components in our app.
Is that, that's an actual measurement.
A
crap load is a number.
Metric crap
it's like a Google, a metric crap ton.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a lot of components, and so it's really hard to remember which things take which, and so with this tooling, with the TypeScript interfaces and props, you don't even have to remember that stuff. It's just built in. So that
sound nice.
It is.
Check
nice.
That out. I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Jonathan Creamer.
And now you know five things that TypeScript can do for you.